It helps if I turn the mic on. Do you have some prayer requests over there, sister?
I do have a couple of requests. We want to pray for Chris and Denise Carnahan. The doctors have put his treatment on hold and put him on a monitoring status. And we want to pray for my friend Nikki, who has an inflamed sciatic nerve.
Lord, we thank you today that you are the answer to all of our needs. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you. Lord, and we lift up Chris and Denise Carnahan today, Father. You know everything about their situation, Lord. And there is nothing too hard for you, just like we have just been bringing forth today, Father. And this situation looks impossible. Lord, they have halted treatment and put him on monitoring, Lord. And, Father, they're kind of fearful because of things that have happened before. And, Father, we just lift them up to you, Father, and we bind fear in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would give them the peace of God that passes all understanding, that you would go before, Lord, and cause these treatments, Lord, to start working, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would guide the doctors in what they should do. And, Lord, Lord, you can work even if their treatment is, even if they don't think they can give him any more because he's had the limit. Lord, you are Almighty God, and nothing is too hard for you. Father, we ask that your healing power would come down and touch him, Lord, and that you would heal him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and that you would get the glory for this, Lord, and that man would know that it was God that did it and not anything they did. Father, in Jesus' name, we just lift them, Lord, to you, Father, and we pray, Lord, that you would give them a peace and a comfort, Lord, and a joy even in their spirit, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we should ask or think, because your power works in and through us, Lord, and there is no limit to your power. And Lord, we give you praise because there is nothing too hard for you. Lord, you know the way when we don't. And Lord, all we have to do is trust and follow you, and you do the rest. And we thank you, Father, for giving us your best. Lord, you always give us your best. And we ask you to bring it forth at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lord, I pray for Nikki, Lord, who has an inflamed sciatic nerve. Lord, you know all about this situation. And we lift her up, Lord, and we ask you, God, to heal this sciatic condition, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord, because you took the stripes on your back for our healing, Lord. And you said healing is the children's bread. And so, Father, we call healing forth in Nikki's body right now in this situation. And we give you praise and we give you glory for making yourself real and present in her life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
I was praying in the spirit. And whenever it got silent, I took that as my cue. I apologize. For real this time, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here.
He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
We hope today.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for today is Trouble and Forgiveness.
Yes, and we are fixing to go into the forgiveness part. Okay. And we're going to start out with part of the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6:12-15. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, or from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22 and 35. Then came Peter to him, to Jesus, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? He thought that was a lot, you know. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. In other words, unlimited. Unlimited. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So, you know, this just comes to me right here, you know, him saying, so shall my heavenly Father do unto you if you from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. We reap what we sow, but we reap more than we sow. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Mark 11, be quick to forgive. You know, and sometimes we have to pray for the Lord to help us to forgive.
Yeah, help my want to, Lord.
Yes.
I pray that.
So, Mark 11:26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Luke 23:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. 2 Corinthians 2:7. So that contrariwise, you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, that perhaps such a one should, that lest perhaps, I couldn't read my writing, lest perhaps such a one should be suffered up with overmuch sorrow. So, Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And then Colossians 3:18. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man hath a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So, anyway, and then I'm going to read again this scripture in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I might look up that scripture in 2 Corinthians that I just read, where it said, so contrariwise, you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. I want to look that back up and see what kind of a situation that was. 2 Corinthians. Romans, Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2:7.
Forgiveness for the offender is what my top says.
It says it in verse. I'm just going to start. I'm going to start at the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Acacia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And then in chapter 2, where is where I was supposed to be, but I was in chapter 1, it says, but I determined this with myself, that I would not come to you again in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he that maketh me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he has not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted of many. So that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such an one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. And so Paul was talking about situations that develop, I guess, in the church body, where there's like things that need to be forgiven, because it's like Jesus prayed, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, and sometimes people don't realize what they've done, and we need to forgive them.
Miss Mary, if it's okay, I would like to read the footnote.
Okay.
Of 2 Corinthians 2, 5 through 11.
Okay.
Paul explained that it was time to forgive the man who had been punished by the church and had subsequently repented. He needed forgiveness and comfort. Satan, I was reading it as you were reading, and this really touched my spirit, touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Satan would gain. Wait a minute. Needed forgiveness, acceptance, and comfort. Satan would gain an advantage if they permanently separated this man from the congregation,
mm-hmm.
rather than forgiving and restoring him. This may have been the man who had required the disciplinary action described in 1 Corinthians 5, or he may have been the chief opponent of Paul who had caused Paul the anguish described in 2:11. The sorrowful letter had finally brought about the repentance of the Corinthians 7:8-14, and their discipline of the man had led to his repentance. Church discipline should seek restoration, not separation. I think there's some confusion going on. Oh, you do this, you can't come here. Oh, you did that, we can't have you here. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Restoration, not separation.
Yeah.
To mistakes in church discipline should be avoided. Being too lenient and not correcting mistakes, or being too harsh and not forgiving the sinner. There is a time to comfort and a time, there's a time to confront.
Mm-hmm.
And a time to comfort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this right here, this just really, I don't know why, but I felt it deep in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some churches and people, and the people in the church, it's, you know, the people make the church. We are the church,
yes.
Not the building.
Yes.
Therefore, if we see someone coming in looking like a ragamuffin, how about we get them a blanket and we go to them and sit with them and try to restore them, help them. Yes, sir. Help them be restored back to God.
Yes.
Not beat them and make them feel as if they don't belong.
Right. There is a verse that says, judge nothing before the time.
Mm.
Because the hidden things will come to light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And God is the righteous judge, not us.
I think sometimes we take it upon ourselves. I know I've been guilty of this. Even with my own boneless daughter, who is now with, you know, a follower of the Lord. You know, I was quick to judge. This is hard for me, y'all. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her marrying a guy from India.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't too pleased about that idea because his beliefs are different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Just maybe, my God, our God, put my bonus daughter in his path as a tool, as a guide to lead him to God, to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that he has attended church
mm-hmm.
with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Lord telling me, we don't judge fruits with a hammer, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to say, what are you doing with him? You know what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
How dare I?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know everything my God is up to.
Right.
He may be working on his heart and put my bonus daughter there to help him
mm-hmm.
come to Christ.
Right.
So how dare I?
Yeah.
And I assure you, I had to do some repenting, y'all.
Yeah.
I had to ask my God to forgive me and put my heart right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it wasn't.
Yeah.
I judged that man based on where he came from. Instead of looking at him as a little brother just needing to know Jesus.
Yeah. So this little song comes to my mind. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the sun, moon, and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. And he's working on all of us.
Amen. We just have to be willing.
Yeah. We are all in this flesh, and sometimes we allow it to, you know, and we all make our mistakes.
And I think that's a hard thing for us as people to do sometimes, is admitting our wrongs and asking for the right. Mm-hmm.
So, but God is able.
Amen.
He is exceeding abundantly to do more than we ever ask or think. Because his power, it says,
Amen.
According to the power that works in us. What power works in us? It's the power of God. He lives there.
Yes.
He lives there. So we've got that dunamis power on the inside of us. It's not us. It's God's power. But
Amen.
he's able to bring victory out of every situation. And so
he's so awesome. He's been something that I've been meditating on is his love endures forever. Just really letting that, just marinating in those words.
Mm-hmm.
It is his love.
Yeah.
His love endures forever.
Yeah.
So and when I feel my love starting to
And we don't even understand what
Mm-mm.
forever is.
Mm-mm.
We don't know what forever is. For infinity. No
yeah.
end.
Yeah.
No end. And see, God is an infinity God because he had no beginning and he has no
Mm-mm.
end. He has always been. And our minds can't comprehend that because we are so bound by time on this earth.
Come on. Yes.
You know. And that's all we understand. That's all we
yep.
can comprehend.
Yeah. I know whenever I've just been meditating in that, his love endures forever. And so when I feel my, when I feel my compassion, or when I feel as though my love is shrinking for someone, for whatever reason, that comes up in my spirit. His love endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me hang on.
Yeah.
Help me hang on, Lord.
Give me your kind of love, Lord.
Yeah. Help me love. Help me. Teach me. Teach me. And help me to love more like you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Monica.
Yeah.
But like you, Lord.
Yes. So.
Would you like to pray us out, Miss Mary? Kay.
Father God, we just give you praise for your word today that has gone forth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you have done in our hearts. And, Lord, that you are continuing to do in us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are perfecting each one of us, Lord. And we want you to complete that work, Lord. That's another thing, Lord. You don't start things and leave them unfinished. You complete that work which you have started in us. And we give you praise for that, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your ever-present help in time of all of our troubles and the situations that confront us, Lord. Thank you for your wisdom and your grace and your mercy and your love and your forgiveness. And we give you praise. And we put the rest of this week and the rest of this month and on into the rest of the months of the year into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. You already know I'm going to say this again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.